Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of the Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast is the Jessie Golden. She is a beauty. She's such an interesting lady. She's written a book called The Golden Secrets, and we're going to talk about her personal challenges with illness, optimizing her life, her glowing skin, and kind of achieving physical and spiritual wellness overall. Welcome to the podcast, Jessie.
Thank you so much for having me.
So first, a little background. Tell me a little bit about yourself and introduce us as the audience.
Yeah, so I grew up in Chicago. My mom had a dance studio, so I grew up dancing. Ballet was my life. And that really laid the foundation, I feel like, for the rest of my life as far as discipline and hard work and all of that stuff. The negative side of things, though, was trying to achieve this epitome of perfection that didn't exist. And then I started modeling. I made a living as a model basically my entire life, and then moved around a little bit, moved to California, did some acting, had my son at 25. He's now 17. And I became a yoga teacher, a holistic health practitioner, and dealt with some pretty unexpected illnesses. Got diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis when I was 29, completely unexpectedly. And it kind of took me on this journey to seek health. So I share a lot of that in my book, The Golden Secrets to Optimal Health. And I also started a blog back then where I just started sharing things that worked for me. And that eventually turned into my skincare line, The Golden Secrets, as well.
Amazing. So, you're a devoted mother, a model, you do hatha yoga, and you're a holistic health practitioner. All that's very multifaceted, multi-talented.
That the way women are these days? It's like we do
Okay.
multiple things.
You have to multitask to be a mother, I think, in this day.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, just being a mother in itself is multitasking.
That's so true. And then I was reading the other day that women's brains require more sleep than men's because they're fully more active, like they have another level of metabolic activity higher than men. So that's why you need more sleep.
So interesting. My husband was just talking about this the other day because he doesn't sleep well. And he's like, sometimes I just look over at you and I'm so envious because you're just like,
It's the sheer exhaustion of being a mom and running like a
I
whole.
know. I'm like, I'm exhausted by the end of the day. I can't wait to go to sleep.
Yeah, I feel like as women entrepreneurs, we run a business and we like do everything all day long. Then you come home, change into your second shift outfit, and do it all over, like, the running the household, the cooking, the cleaning, the children, the pets, everything. Sometimes after dinner, I hate to go to sleep with a dirty kitchen, so I'm like around, buzzing around, tidying, making things ready, and my husband is upstairs waiting to watch the next episode of our Netflix series, The
While
Curtain.
you're cleaning up, yeah.
And he's always like, "Why does it take you 1.5 hours to get up here?" And I'm like, "You have no idea. Like, the kitchen is just spotless when you come in the
Same.
morning."
I can't go to bed with a dirty. The good thing is, though, my son has been pretty good about doing the dishes, especially since the pandemic. We've been home like so much more, and that was like his chore. So he's been doing that.
Something very zen about doing the dishes, I have to say. You get a little lost in the just.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't really mind it. So, what was that like as a ballerina and a dancer, growing up as a dancer, and then suddenly not being able to move those joints with rheumatoid arthritis making you very stiff and inflexible?
Yeah, I mean, I always say that rheumatoid arthritis is my greatest teacher. It's the most humbling thing that I've been through. I still deal with it. I think I was undiagnosed for a really long time because I was kind of used to being in pain, or as a single mother, always used to being tired. And I always had kind of an excuse as to why I didn't feel my best. But not being able to move my body at my worst, I felt like the Tin Man, where I didn't walk. I didn't walk for almost a year of my life. And I say that I'm thriving with rheumatoid arthritis. I still technically have it. There's no cure, but I'm happy to report that I feel really well, except for some joint damage just from having it for plus 15 years now. It's just chronic inflammation, you know, is not your friend.
What are some things that you've done in terms of diet? Do you notice that high glycemic index foods, per se, like carbohydrates and sugars, are those making your joint symptoms worse? Have you weaned away from all that?
So it's been a long time for me. So what I've noticed is I have to remain adaptable. I think anybody living with a chronic disease, you have to be open to new ideas, new diets. And what worked for me yesterday sometimes doesn't work for me today. So to answer your question, I've gone through every single type of diet there possibly is. And what I've noticed is, just in general with everybody, I think the sicker you feel, the more strict you need to be. And when I'm feeling really good in my body, I can kind of cheat, so to speak. But having a chronic disease makes me a really sensitive barometer. So I don't really have the leisure of going too far off track because I feel it in my body right away. So it really keeps me in line. But right now I don't have too many restrictions. I mean, I feel like I'm a very healthy eater in comparison to probably most people, just because I have to be, but I call myself an intuitive eater. I just kind of listen to my body and, you know, give it what it needs and then listen to its biofeedback and kind of go from there.
Are you vegan or keto diet or doing anything in particular? What is your diet?
Yes. So I actually became a vegetarian when I was 11. I was vegetarian till I was about 25. And then kind of ate whatever I wanted. And then when I got diagnosed when I was 29, I went strict vegan. I went through all different types of healing diets, macrobiotics, and through Ayurvedic diets, and just tried pretty much everything. And about 2 years ago, I started eating animal protein again. So I have no restrictions as far as that. So I've kind of come full circle. I'm really high on this ancestral diet, which is completely opposite to what I had been doing my entire life.
What is that?
It took a little bit of a learning curve, you know, because I had made such a stance as a vegan and a vegetarian, and I still believe that diet is really good for a lot of people.
What is the ancestral diet? Is that like just very like red meat and caveman?
Yeah, kind of caveman, like nose to tail. Like I eat liver once a week. I'm even doing raw milk and raw cheese, eggs, basically everything that I had restricted most of my life.
I think liver is such a dense source of nutrition. Actually, any of these, you know, solid organs that like typically people throw out and don't eat. But those provide the most mineral density and some of the nutrients that you just really can't get except from pills.
Yeah. So, no, it's fascinating. Like, just how I feel too in my body, taking liver. I was telling my husband, it's almost like a caffeine jolt. It really energizes you.
Well, you probably get an infusion of like B12 folate, and like all of us women are chronically anemic. So it's just like a boost of life kind of.
Exactly. Yeah.
We'll talk a little bit about spiritual wellness and like the journey and steps that you recommend for us. You have this book, it's The Golden Secrets. Is spiritual wellness part of these secrets?
Yeah, it absolutely is. I mean, spirituality has always been a huge part of my life. And then when I found yoga at 18, you know, I always say yoga has saved my life more times than I can count. And when I was getting my certification in yoga, it was exactly the same time I got diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. So it's a really interesting story, because when I went to go get my certification, looking back, I feel like I was kind of going in with my ego. Coming from a ballet background, I can already do all the poses or asana, like I could do all that stuff. So I just kind of wanted my certification. But at that same time of getting diagnosed, my body completely shut down. So I had to sit on the sidelines while all my, you know, peers were doing all these amazing asana classes. But the magical thing that happened there is I really got to dive into the other aspects of yoga. And, you know, turn inward and really see, you know, some of the things that I was doing to myself. Like a huge one is negative thoughts. Like I was my biggest critic. I am my biggest critic, but just having a negative thought pattern and how toxic that could be to your body. And I think that that's one of the most beautiful things that can come out of chronic disease is it brings you to the present moment and it makes you do the work. And I would not be here if I didn't have spirituality, because I choose, it's like a choice every day. I think everybody can relate. Like, everybody has a reason why they could be sad or upset or, just kind of like give up and be lazy and lay in bed. But, we have to choose happiness in every moment. And spirituality, yoga, meditation, tuning in, those are all huge aspects of my life.
Definitely. You do have to choose. And it would be very easy to give up with such a debilitating illness, taking your dancing joy. And like, I don't know how you didn't curl up into a ball and just like withdraw. But eventually the fighter in you has to come out, right?
Yeah, that's the other side of things is I was a young mom. My son was 4 years old when I was diagnosed. So I didn't really have a choice. I didn't have an option. And so kind of through him, I learned self-love for myself, because if I wasn't around, like, there was going to be nobody for him. So he's always been my driving force to, just be a better human and do better. And I definitely have had my days. I think that's normal to like allow yourself to like have sad days, but you just can't sit in it, because that in itself just can spiral and become a toxic, toxic.
And I think what you said is so accurate about the way you talk to yourself and the inner voice. Not using your negative voice so much. There's so much negativity in being a ballerina. Like, I think there's so many women with eating disorders who weigh themselves every day, who really critique their body and their physique. I see it in aesthetics, where everybody is tearing apart their faces and analyzing every line, every wrinkle, every droop. And you have to talk to yourself, not with your, you can't use your mean girl voice, because if you do that every time you look in the mirror, like, you're so ugly and you're so droopy and jowly, and like, okay, well, that is very negative. That impacts how you project, your confidence into the world. So I'm sure that it was difficult as a ballerina to come away from all that.
Yeah, I always tell people, because I went from being a ballerina to being a model, and a lot of people would ask me about modeling and how I was able to deal with the rejection and the comparison and all of these things. And to me, it was so easy, because I think ballet made me bulletproof because I was so beat down. But I took ballet more personal, because ballet, you're actually being judged on something that you're working at. Like, I can't necessarily, change the way that I look, so dramatically that certain clients would want to hire me. So with modeling, I was always very like, take it or leave it, this is who I am. With modeling, I would take it a little bit more personal, because, I was practicing and working hard to get to that point.
What are some of the other golden secrets from your book, The Golden Secrets to Optimal Health? Like, give us some other ideas of things that we need to incorporate to live well.
I love talking about getting back to diet. Is something that I noticed when I was on my healing journey, is everybody kind of wanted just one diet. Like, what do I do to get better? And what I noticed is there's not one diet, there's not one pill, there's not like one remedy that's great for everybody. So in my book, I take you on this journey to look at your ancestry, to look at your dosha, to look at your blood type, to break down any known allergies that you have, where you're living, so that you can eat seasonally. And I kind of like walk you through this whole process to figure out what would actually work best for you, because I'm a big believer in, our body being able to optimize certain nutrients based on like what our grandparents ate, our ancestors ate, or where we're living. For example, like, I always like to use this example, like, I'm from Eastern European descent. So if I were to eat pineapples every single day, They could be a little bit too expansive or sugary for me. But if I go to Hawaii or a tropical island, it's actually best to eat what's native from that land because your body assimilates it better. So it just kind of makes sense. It's just things that, like, when you start looking at things certain ways, it just starts to make sense. And I love sharing that because I think it gives you more freedom to eat with what works for you instead of saying I'm this or I'm that, you know.
What do you do for exercise nowadays?
I still practice yoga. I love Pilates. I still do, some ballet bar here at home. I love walking. I do some weight training, hiking. I mean, I'm pretty active. I feel like that's one of the things too, is like I kind of have to stay ahead of this disease by just remaining active, so it can't like catch up with me. But I think that's also a big part of, the golden secrets and just maintaining your health and your beauty and feeling good about yourself. Like all of that comes hand in hand,
What are some of your top beauty tricks? And for a visual,
Oh.
super gorgeous, long blonde hair, and like clear, bright, beautiful skin.
Thank you so much. So sweet. I would say beauty secrets. I'm a huge advocate of oil cleansing. I think a lot of the cleansers that we use can disrupt the skin barrier and actually cause more issues. And I've noticed so many people that when they stop over cleansing or use oil cleansing and their, skin is able to balance out, it just like flourishes. So less is more sometimes, with skincare. I think if you just use high quality skincare consistently, just maybe three products, you're good to go. What else? Some unusual ones are, I love getting upside down. I think that there's something to say about that. I have, in yoga, we do headstands and handstands and just letting the circulation and blood flow. And I have a swing, a yoga swing where I like to hang upside down. I think it's great for hair. I think it's great for skin. I think it's great for your brain.
I love it. I do that too every
You
day.
do? Oh, I love that. That's awesome.
One of those hangy things in the basement gym, but I also, like, even if I don't have time to do the routine, I'll just lay over the side of my bed and just like let each vertebrae stretch. And I think that blood flow, that extra blood flow, is so beneficial. I think that's why yogis stay young, the headstands and the handstands, and keeps you mentally clearing out the toxins from the brain and the amyloid plaques of Alzheimer's and that kind of thing.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, yoga, yeah, I mean, there's a million steps in yoga, I think, that are just like amazing. And there's this other beauty trick that I just started doing that I'm obsessed with. I haven't shared yet, which is really cool. It's actually a little makeup hack. But I've been basically filling in the end of my brow with a little foundation, and then I extend my brow out up a little bit higher. So if you kind of fake a brow lift with makeup, it's a really, really cool trick. I'm gonna have to do a video of it one time, but my eyebrows are naturally rounded and kind of come down pretty far, which could make my eyes look heavier. So just a little tweak and tweeze in the eyebrow can help lift the eye.
That's true. Some of the girls that come in asking me for a brow lift will. I tell them, like, the best brow lift is when the makeup artist literally shave their brow and then draw it up higher. Like, those are the best, you
That's
know?
what I did. I just trimmed on the end because it was just kind of hanging down. I just like shaved it a little bit.
I do Botox for the corner. Well, you can do Botox for brow lift at the tail of the brow. It lifts those muscles. And we also do temple filler, which opens it nice and wide and pretty. And then also temple threads are really nice. But that's like steps of increasing aggressiveness or intervention.
This is something you could just do with a little, a little trick. I was like, oh my, I actually saw it on TikTok. I was like, oh my gosh, that's brilliant.
Have you tried any injectables, Botox or fillers, or would you?
I have, when I was still modeling, I mean, I basically retired I like called my agent and I was like, I think I'm retiring, just because it was getting to the point where I was, you know, competing with 24-year-olds, you know, girls half my age. And I did feel obligated to keep up my appearance and compete with them. So I would get some here, some Botox here, so I wouldn't frown when the light was on me and around my eyes. But it was a hit or miss with me around my eyes. I've been told I have smiling eyes. So, you know, I look back at pictures and, you know, my son is a perfect example. He's 17. When he smiles, he gets crow's feet. Like, we have smiling eyes. So I've just kind of learned to embrace that. You know,
I think you should still model. There's like a whole market for models who are like, you know, maturing beautifully and aging gracefully, and you still look fabulous. You should definitely.
Thank you so much.
I think we need to change the culture of only looking at 20-year-old models, because like the vast majority of the world is not 20 and does not want to be 20 anymore.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it was just, you know, once I started the Golden Secrets, I was like, I'm just going to dedicate my energy to this. I did enough on the other side of things, you know.
Those are some awesome tips. How about supplements or things you're doing to kind of biohack aging, longevity?
Big advocate of collagen, something that I didn't take for a long time because I was vegan. I put it in my coffee every day. I get some powdered collagen.
Yeah.
I love.
I'll have to send you some of mine. I have a really.
Oh, good. Oh, I didn't know that. I would love that. Yeah, I love collagen.
It's so good. You know, the highest concentration of collagen peptides on the market per serving. And it's just amazing. Yeah. Like, literally, your nails and hair will grow like crazy, and skin.
Yeah. And I just went through, I was very open about it on my social platform, but I just went through IVF. And one of the things that I was not aware of is you can, your hair, I lost my eyelashes, my hair got weird just from all the hormones. And I was joking with my husband. I was like, my eyelashes is all I have left. Like, that's my feature. Like, I've always had great eyelashes. And, you know, as I age, I'm like, my eyelashes are still there. And I literally lost them during this IVF process. And it was really intense. And, I started taking BioSil again, religiously. And I swear by that product, for hair growth. It really helped me. And then I just love really good vitamin C. I think just having the antioxidants, and I also take vitamin E as well for skin health. I think it's really good.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, these are all such wonderful secrets. I can't wait to dive into your book, The Golden Secrets, Secrets to Optimal Health. Thank you so much for tuning in with us today. And where can our listeners find you?
I'm most active on Instagram at Jessie Golden, and The Golden Secrets also has its own Instagram, and thegoldensecrets.com, jessiegolden.com. I just launched. I'm so excited about it. It's a space that's more personal to me, and I share all the other products and tools and rituals and things that I love.
I love that. And it's Jessie, J-E-S-S-E, for anybody who's searching that out. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, doing amazing things with people's faces. And our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find our internal radiance beauty collagen, which is so good. I'm going to have to send you some. You'll love it. Every morning in your coffee, these are the simple habits that can really change how we age. Not just your skin, hair, and nails, but your bone density. Like, women can have less hip fractures when they're taking collagen every day. So do the simple things. Follow the Golden Secrets. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.